was primarily outlined by David. There's a lot in the detail that I agree with in what David presented, but I think that his overall observations are out of touch with reality. A lot of you share as David's conclusion, I think, that the current approach is safe and responsible in light of current knowledge and uncertainties. But that's not a widely held view. And, you know, part of the problem that we're in is because of the courts who have made judgments that we would say no scientist would make. And that reflects the fact that courts don't like to deal with science. They love to deal with the law, and they make judgments based on the law and avoid judgments based on the science and defer to the agencies and so forth. But many people don't have the scientific knowledge to make scientific judgments, but they understand process. And it's easy to look at the process that's gone forward to date. And they've made judgments based on the process. Someone said yesterday about the site selection as an argument for why we should accept the site, Yucca Mountain site, and that it was a science-informed political process. And I'll just tell you, you're about to get a science-informed political decision to kill Yucca Mountain, because at least the two front runners and others in the Democratic Party, in part, no doubt, seeking votes in the upcoming Nevada primary, and in part from their own personal views on these matters, have said this is not a good site. So I think David's got it wrong, and I think you would be in much better, it would behoove you to ask yourself, since this is really a political decision with scientific input, is political options for going forward or for finding the best path forward. And I think that's going to be a compromise, a political compromise that both sides are not going to like, but it's going to, you're going to run the risk of having no Yucca Mountain and having this stuff continue to pile up at the various reactor sites if you continue this thought process that we can get past this by arguing to the other people that we can make up for this. I mean, there was not one of the speakers that would admit that this geology didn't turn out the way we thought it looked when the site was selected. And the message that's come across to me from a number of you, and I think it's perfectly appropriate for you to hold these views, is that we can make up for that by taking a systems approach and solving the problems we need to solve by the canisters, and then make some arguments about why we don't need to worry about longer term geological considerations or those considerations or whatever. But I just don't think that's going to fly. And I think you ought to think about, I mean, this is just an option. It's not necessarily the one I would end up favoring, but you know, you could put the defense waste in there, cap the number for a certain number of years with the condition that you'll seek a second repository. I mean, there's got to be some compromise that one could craft that would capture a larger community of people to support. And I'm not sure exactly what that is, but I think that's the direction we ought to be going. The situation we've gotten ourselves in the Yakima Mountain and having to rely on the canisters, and then having to, you take these canisters which are passively cooled sitting on the ground at reactor sites, and you're going to, this is just an engineering, as you, Bob would call it nuts from an engineering point of view. You would take a passively cooled canister and you would shovel in a hole to the point where you then had to dig another hole from the top of the mountain and put forced air cooling for 100 years to keep them from overheating, rather than just leave them out on the ground, because you're not going to close the repository for 100 years anyway. I mean, you talk about nuts, that's nuts.
Yep.
So they ought, you need to step back and think about another compromise. And I don't think it's yours, David. I think you're going to have to pull in some other people. And I'm sorry, I've got to go get a car so I can get to the airport.